This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Okay, y'all, there might be a cheater in Peoria. Staycation setup time. We are your morning mess. So, Gina, this is an unusual situation that you want to call your man's girlfriend to let her know about you so that you can be with him.
All right.
Yeah.
So, you are the side chick?
Yeah. Okay, don't judge me.
Too late. Yeah. I mean,
way past that.
Yeah, I'm like, you already know you're the side chick?
Yeah, so I've been hooking up with this guy, Joe, for about a year now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't know that he had a girlfriend until like 3 months ago into us hooking up. But, you know, when I found out, I was obviously pissed, but I was too caught up in everything and I pretty much didn't care.
Okay.
That's side chick activity.
She said, anyway.
So wait, at no point you thought, the heck with this, I'm a main chick. There's no way I'm going to be a side chick just because at that point you were in love with him?
Yeah, and he's always complaining about his relationship and his girlfriend, Erica. And so he said that she constantly nags him and they fight about everything. So I was like, okay, well, leave her and be with me. And
This is so crazy. So when he sees you, you know he has this other life and he just tells you, oh, she gets on my nerves. Where do you want to go, Red Lobster? I mean, it's just that common in conversation to where you know you're the side chick and you're just praying that he leaves her?
Kind of, yeah.
I'm trying not to judge. Okay, so where does this lead up to where this is the final straw where you want to call her up or want us to call her up?
Well, I mean, he's been telling me he's going to leave her for like 6 months and nothing's happened. So last weekend I brought it up to him and he told me that he would break up with her the next day.
Okay.
He told me that he did and I was relieved. And then he was getting calls and texts from her. So I'm pretty sure he's lying about breaking up with her. So that's where this comes in.
I have so many questions. I don't even know where to begin because wouldn't you want to just be a girl's girl and pretend like you aren't even dating him to begin with? Just be like, hey, by the way, he's cheating on you with me, and then leave it at that?
No.
You're nuts, with all due respect.
Oh, God. You know how many eye rolls are happening in the car right now listening to our show right now, hon?
I don't really care.
You just want this man by any means necessary.
Yeah.
Hold on. So you're going to get mad if she puts his name down? I'm so lost of what.
Well, I'm assuming you want us, per the email, you want us to call her.
Yeah. I want you to call his girlfriend, Erica, and see if she puts Joe down on the reservation so that if she does, I know that he didn't break up with her.
That is the stupidest reason I've ever heard in my life.
And you're just going to be the person to break the news that you're a side chick to him.
Yeah.
She has no idea about you?
I have no idea. I don't think so.
Wow. Okay. Time and place, but I'll take it, I guess. Yeah. I don't even know. I'm speechless over here.
Okay. Well, let's get to it. We're going to, I mean.
I think all of us are speechless.
Yeah, because I don't know how this plays out. Even if he says her name, you're still in the side chick position, but you just want to know that. Well, I don't know if necessarily he left her. He could just be lying to you that he left her and still wants you as a side chick.
Yeah.
Oh, Joey, God. I'm sorry. With all due respect, this seems very mean. This is not kind of why we do this. I'm not comfortable with it.
Well, let's find out. Because if this guy is playing both sides, told his side chick, no, I left her. Sienna, you're going to have to just chop it up with the main chick and see if he really has.
Yeah, I know. I'll see how long they've been together. Because, yeah. I mean, she wouldn't put him down if they're not together.
Exactly.
Right?
So, yeah. No, that makes sense. Okay. Well, we're going to find out and break the news, sir, that you've been the side chick for the past, what, 6 months, you said?
Well, we've been together for a year. He told me 6 months ago that I was a side chick.
That's
pretty
crazy.
Much.
A whole year.
She's going to tell you to have him, and she's going to hang up.
Well, good.
That's what she wants.
All right. Well, I'm here for it. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Erica?
Speaking.
Hi, Erica. My name is Salinas, and I'm calling with the Aurora Hotel. And I have some awesome news for you. You're the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
Oh, that's okay. Thank you. I'm not interested, though, okay?
What if I told you we want to put you and your guests in our brand new penthouse suite along with the honeymoon package? Is that something you'd be interested
in
then?
No, that's okay. No, thank you.
Well, it is completely free, and all we ask in return for the stay is a Google or Yelp review. So do you think that's something you could do for us?
That's all you want is a review?
All we want is a review since we're new to the North Scottsdale area, so it just really helps us get our name out there. So you'd really be doing us a solid one and helping us out.
If it's really totally free and all I have to do is leave a review, then okay.
All right, well, congratulations, girl. I'm really excited to set this up for you. And something fun we do at the Aurora Hotel, we address a sweet or saucy note to the guest you're bringing with you. So I'll give you a moment to think on what you want this note to say here, and then I'll write it down whenever you're ready, okay?
It'll be a sweet one.
What are you thinking?
I'm excited to finally spend some alone time with you.
Oh, I love that. And obviously, I'm assuming you're bringing your person, right?
Yeah.
Oh, and how long have you guys been together? I just love to get to know the couple that we're going to be hosting just a little bit.
We've been together for about 2.5 years.
Okay, so quite some time. Is there any proposal? Do you think your relationship's taking that route?
I'm hoping so.
I love that. Well, thank you for spending a weekend here with us at the Aurora Hotel. I won't pry too much, but just one more question for you. Who'd you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Joe.
You need to know your man is a f***ing liar and he's f***ing me behind your back.
Okay, we're just going to rip that Band-Aid the hell off.
Yeah. Yikes.
Really quick, legally, we got to let you know you're live on the radio. Our show's called The Morning Mess. And we are here with somebody that I was going to set up gently.
I'm Gina. I'm the one that thought that you needed to know Joe was cheating on you. And since he wouldn't tell you himself, here we are.
Wait a minute. Okay, I'm processing everything. What?
We've been hooking up for a whole year without you knowing. And he's promised me that he's leaving you. And obviously he's lying about that and putting it off. So I'm handling it and letting you know since he won't.
Is this a joke right now? You put me on the radio to break the news to me that he's cheating on me? Are you insane? What kind of a person are you?
He's playing you both.
This could have been done in private.
We are not the bad people here. You're yelling at the wrong person.
We help people get out of toxic relationships.
Do you see how I feel? You're calling me and this is all on the radio? And what kind of woman are you?
Well, I just thought if you knew, then you'd end the relationship. And, I mean, come on, he complains about you all the time. He says you nag him all the time.
I can hear that.
And you feel great about that? You think he'd actually take a girl like you seriously? He's your problem now.
No, he's not my problem. You're the problem. I mean, listen to you. I get it now. And he probably didn't want to just confront you. And now that you can break up with him, we can move on from this like adults.
She's making it sound like it's a normal thing.
Yeah.
You are delusional, and I'm going to talk to Joe. And after all this, you can have him. You two deserve each other.
You won.
But I already know he's going to break every promise he made you because you're useless to him, and I already know it!
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now I got what I want, and he was just in the way.
Gina.
Hey, I don't even know who you hang up on here first.
I don't even know. Erica has every right to be. Well, she hung up. Valid why she's so upset.
Oh, no, absolutely. Especially not knowing this whole time, no suspicion whatsoever. And then, Gina, you didn't make it easy, to be honest.
No, you did not, Gina.
Well, I wasn't trying to make it easy. I got what I wanted, and that was the whole point of it.
You don't think he's going to do the same thing to you? Because a wise man once say, sometimes you got to risk it to get the biscuit. But another wise man said, the way you find him is the way you lose him. You don't think he's going to cheat on you as well?
No.
No, let's let that play out.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. This is wild.
I feel weird about it.
I know.
You took satisfaction in someone else's demise.
I have no hard feelings towards her. She's out of the way now, and that's it.
Have a great life.
Yeah.
Have fun. You got this from here.
Yeah. Gina, you there?
Yeah.
Just want to make sure I can hang up on you. Hold on.
Bye.
Yeah.
Finally,
had
bro.
Had to.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now, Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.